Ionine, Not News with Neil and Jonas.
I'm Jonas.
Welcome, everybody.
We got Neil.
What's up?
We got our producer.
A whoop whoop.
There we go.
We're in the building.
By the way, you're covering that woo woo for just getting up the way you did.
Listen, man, I had to get my Palmers.
I hope it was worth it.
I had to get my Palmers.
I hope it was worth it. This woo woo is on you, Neil.
This woo woo is on Palmers.
What about advertisers? Brad
Sponson. Palmer's Papaya.
You know what? I use it too.
Do you use this?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is like my Amazing. First time using this lotion. Mm-hmm. And man, it's just really wet. It's really wet. Have you used this stuff, Alan?
I used that before, I think, yeah.
But it retains moisture.
It does. It does really well. But like my hands are like noticeably wet.
Yeah.
Like
was that a Jonas recommendation?
No, you ain't got that yourself.
I went to Target and got
I don't tell people about this. This is all me.
Why don't you tell people about it?
Oh, no, man. Listen, no one outside the black community needs to know about this. They don't need to know that Palmer's cocoa butter works. That is black community information. Now,
this is exclusively black community information?
So I need the listeners to know he didn't get that from me.
They sell it at Target.
And I need people to keep walking right past it like they usually do. That's exactly what I need.
Oh, Lubriderm. Yeah, this is the stuff I need.
No, but I mean, how does it feel?
It's nice. So I will say that I did notice that this is very regularly prominent in all my black friends' lives.
Absolutely.
This is Palmer's. Absolutely. So I've always wanted to give it a try. And it's other than being wet, it's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I was using Aveeno and then I found out they make Aveeno in jails.
Really?
They make Aveeno in jails. That's not like the image that I had. The brand image was like Jennifer Aniston sitting at a beach house.
They make it in jails? Prison labor?
They make Aveeno in prison.
They make Victoria's Secret in prison too.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know.
It's a lot of prison labor. Whoa.
I'm sure their hands are in great shape. No cracks, no dry skin. Doing all that labor.
Wow.
That's a dangerous combination of making laundry and lotion at the same plate.
But to be honest, though, jail would seem like a good place. They come up with some good lotion.
This is a homebrew. Right. It's a cauldron. Right.
Jail, I'm sure they got plenty. I'm sure they have a good need for that.
I wonder if Palmer's seems like it wasn't made in a prison, which is nice. Is made in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Shout out.
Okay.
To all our fans in New Jersey.
I almost thought you said California.
Englewood, California.
I'm like, it's been right there the whole time. What?
Oh, man. Yeah, the Palmers.
Yeah.
Palmer's house, man.
Palmer. Dude, I'm really happy you like it, man. I hope you stick with it.
No, it's good. I like putting it on my skin. I have to put a lot of it on, though, all the time.
Really? Why?
My eczema's been real shitty, man.
Really?
Yeah, last few weeks. Since the fires.
Wow.
The fires.
Dude, I used to have bad eczema. I used to have.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you use Palmers? What'd you do?
No, I grew up.
Like, you're telling me I just need to get over myself?
Yeah, it usually goes away by 16. I think some. No. You know what? You know what?
You know when your balls drop?
Right.
That's when the eczema goes
away. Actually, no. I still have I still have traces of it. But with me, I wear gloves for like 10 hours of the day.
Oh.
And it activates.
That's true. So this is for those of you that don't know that are listening, Jonas works in a COVID lab. He is an essential worker.
Oh my gosh.
We're very grateful on Pi 9 that he is performing this task.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? And you're welcome.
So you wear gloves all day. And you also wear a condom all day, right? That's also part of the uniform? Or at least your uniform?
Just well, I try to.
You never know, man.
It slides off.
You know, in the lab, yeah. Petri dish.
Jonas, we're going to need you to have sex with this virus.
Me doing work on. No, man, no. It's just the gloves, man. They're trying to make everything. You know, everything now comes from China.
Everything's been coming from China, man.
Dude. Everything now.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything now.
We know what's up.
But the problem is that
half this damn studio comes from the
China. Right. Right.
There's no doubt.
Shout out to our sponsors, China.
China sponsors. And Palmers.
And Palmers.
Not affiliated with China.
The problem with stuff coming from China is like everything that they make runs so small. Everything that they make runs, they're small people.
Uh-huh.
everything they make, like, I can't even get, like, really nice clothes from, it's just, like, their 2X is, like, made for, like, a kindergartner. So you just, I put it, like, just one arm. So everything. So
what's
everything.
What's your true size, then? What do you think?
My true size?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird, man. So, let me see. A true size, I think, is you know, it's my true size. You know, it's my true size. I think it, okay.
It's not an answer.
I think it's 2X, but in LA, it's for sure 4.
LA, yeah, just like how they say people get hotter or whatever.
Right.
It's an LA double X.
No.
But a Midwest medium.
Dude, I walk into stores in LA and like employees roll their eyes. They're like, we have nothing for you here. Like, I went into a Nike store and he was like, dude, we have no shoes for your feet. Like, why are you here?
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it's real. Really? I see it in their faces. They don't even approach you. Like, you walk in the store, they're like, he can't even steal anything. There's nothing for him. He can't steal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they
just blow the whistle at you. Yeah. Foul. Too fucking big.
Too big.
Go to finish line. Is there a store that does have sizes that run true to the bigger folks?
Yes. Yes, there is. Burlington Coat Factory.
Coat Factory?
Yeah.
Damn. Factory of coats.
Burlington Coat Factory. Shut up, Neil.
It's just industrial size. Yeah?
Dog. Burlington Coat Factory.
I mean, they just sell coats, right? Jonas's advice, you're bigger. Just put on a coat.
Yeah.
Cover that shit up.
Cover yourself. No, but they're also like, it's weird.
Triple buy. Put geese feathers inside your coat.
No, they have other clothes outside of coats, but the thing is that they somehow managed to get like the bigger sizes in all the name brands. And like you could look at the hanger and tell they were made accidentally.
No.
You know, so it's like they'll have like 5X Ralph Lauren polo shirts and you're like, okay, this wasn't supposed to be an amazing, they made this by accident.
Yeah. Three of these accidentally got stitched together. So
it's just a mistake.
Yeah.
Dude, what if like a factory worker was like making it in China and he's like, this is like my love letter to the US. Like, I'm gonna send this like mystical 5X off. You know what I mean? They're like doing their own like drop.
Right. He doesn't know. It's in Burlington for like $6.99. He doesn't know it.
Good.
Yeah.
$6.99 is a great deal.
Yeah. Everything's always on sale.
At Burlington Coat Factory? Yeah. Everything's always on sale.
I had no idea it was like this.
Oh, yeah. Dude, is there one in LA?
I don't think so. There's one in Fairfield, Iowa, like near Fairfield, Iowa.
Right.
Or Williamsburg or something like that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know what that is? You know what Burlington is?
Burlington. Yeah. I think I've seen that commercial.
Yeah, man.
Okay. But you're giving away all the secrets today, though.
Really? Cocoa butter. Oh, yeah. Palmer's.
Listen.
Dude.
This is why they tune in.
Secrets, man.
For the secrets, man. And the stories.
Of course.
And the stories.
And of course, man. The stories, which we will get to, as this is a integrity-filled journalist podcast.
Yeah.
Journalism is important to us here at Papaya 9. But listen, you got the Palmers. Mm-hmm. I realize that the type of clothes that I get, it's either Target, youth larges.
Mm-hmm. No, Target got some nice clothes, though.
Target's got some solid stuff.
No, Target's got some nice clothes.
Target's got some great stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
They got that, the Goodfellas or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodman's, Goodyear, whatever the fuck
those
it is.
Those NASA t-shirts?
They're good. Yeah.
I can't buy enough of those.
Wow. Dude, they didn't have slippers at the Target that I went to.
Really?
You know, I was looking for some slippers. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm trying to find more comfort in my life.
Really?
Thought some slippers would help.
Oh, you're giving up.
Nah, I mean, yeah. You haven't already?
I'm getting there.
No, it's good to fight.
You
got to take the W's when you can get them.
Yeah.
I found these orthopedic slippers that are great. Listen, if we're letting people in on some secrets tonight,
yeah,
I want to tell everybody these orthopedic slippers.
What about these slippers, dog?
Made by some Indian guy in Canada. Shout out to him. I don't know his name. Never. I'm not going to learn. We have computers in front of us.
Right.
I'm not going to take the time to Google it.
Right. Indians would know how to make a good sandal.
Yeah, honestly, dude.
We're joking, but like dead serious. Like if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I believe in it.
I agree with you, man.
If there's anyone I buy sand, it would be.
Dude.
They have the drip.
It was just ergonomic drip, bro.
Yeah, they have the drip. I see them all the time. They were everywhere. You can wear them everywhere.
That's because, you know.
Durable.
Indians have such bad lower backs that they know they need the padding in the heel. That's all it is. It's just a padded heel.
Yeah.
You know, but it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the padded heel.
It's essentially a heel.
Something like a thick heel?
Like a thick kind of heel.
Like platform?
Not platform. It kind of gets, it's big and then it gets a little smaller as you get to the front.
Okay.
So you have like a little elevation. You know?
Okay. Are they kind of like female wedges?
You know, a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Indians have great calves. They would look nice in them.
Do you think Indians have good calves? I think Chinese dudes have good calves.
Yes, they do too.
You ever look at a Chinese dude's calf?
Yeah, dude.
Those are two crouching tigers. You know what I'm saying? Holy shit. So strong. You can just see how they built the Great Wall.
Oh, yeah.
Carrying that stone.
And all the railroads. You can tell.
Dude, that's the thing that, you know, with like there's a big push now to like Trump was saying like we gotta reteach our American history and stop saying that it's like so bad to beat America. He thinks that we're pitching, and by talking about slavery, we're talking about hating America, right?
Yeah.
We were never even taught the Chinese the Chinese and Japanese genocide and internment that happened in America. In the 40s and all the way back to the 20s, I believe.
I mean,
they
learned about it.
The railroads.
So wait, they didn't teach it to you in school?
No. Did you learn about that in school?
I knew that somehow. I don't remember if it was school.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I learned it in college.
Oh.
When did you? What?
I learned it pretty early on. It was like one of the first things. It was like they made it very clear. Like, listen, the Chinese people made the railroads. That was the lesson. It wasn't nothing. Like, it wasn't even on the test, but it was just like a thing. Like, the teacher just dropped it in there somewhere. She was just like, hey, just watch out. The Chinese people made the railroads.
It was your PE teacher?
right.
All right, we're going to do a lap around the track, and the Chinese did build the railroads. So.
Yeah, dude.
That's why they have nice calves.
Yes.
Okay, go play.
Yes. Yes. Dude, yeah. I mean, they just dropped it in there.
You all know why Fukuyama has good calves.
You hear about these stories, man, about like cowboys and stuff like that.
Oh, it's brutal, absolutely horrible history.
Yeah, dude, super racist to them.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Were they there first in San Francisco?
They were one of the first groups there.
They were one of the first ones there.
Yeah, and they made San Francisco a dope city.
Really?
Yeah. You ever been to Chinatown up there? No. Pretty solid. You been to Chinatown in San Francisco?
Yeah, amazing.
It's good. I mean, it's a little hilly.
Yeah.
It's a little walking. A little too much walking for my Indian back, but.
Dude, you know what? Speaking of those hills, they do put my calves on fire. Mm. Dude, those hills are steep.
Mm, yeah.
Dude, man, I hate hills.
Yeah, hills are rough.
They suck.
Hills are rough.
Yeah.
Hills are rough. It feels like 2020's just been a giant hill. It's just been a hill. We've been running up it. Hill. You know?
But there is some positives, though.
Of course.
There is some positives. You know, Rihanna did, you know, Fenty came out with some underwear for men.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, dude.
Fenty came out with underwear for men?
Yes, wow. And get this. They used the plus size male model.
Yo! Oh.
The guy looks just like me modeling these boxes.
So you could get the 2020
XX.
Wow.
I can.
They picked them up while I was shopping at Burlington.
Look at Yeah, man. I mean, it's a really big light-skinned black dude just like me. Then he's just modeling these pants.
Dude, you know what's? I'll look this up. I'm not gonna look up that sandal.
I saw him too. I saw him close the brows on the sandals. He was like, Rihanna Fenty underwear.
Yeah, we should get some of that. For the podcast.
Dude, I'm gonna get some.
Oh, actually, I don't know if I really like it.
What do you mean?
I don't like the writing.
You don't like the writing on it?
Wait, did you have a hand in making it?
Well, you know, I tweeted something.
Oh,
are you gonna buy it?
I'm gonna get it. I gotta support, man.
How much?
€20?
20 euros. How much is that in America?
Oh, maybe these ones. Okay.
How much is that in
dollar? I think the dollar still rules.
What?
I don't know. I think the euro is still less than dollar. Is it not?
It is. I think their thing crashed a while ago.
Yeah.
Their thing for sure crashed.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. Well, listen, Fenty underwear, be it. So be it.
If I get some, like, we're showing it to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You got to wear it on an episode.
Is it going to be the only thing I'm going to wear in the episode? Alan, is that okay?
Alan, what do you think?
It's a producer. I think, you know.
I think so, yeah.
We can work something out?
I think you just wear that. We'll be fully clothed.
Okay.
To the nines.
Okay. Wow.
Clothed to the nines.
Clothed to the nines?
Clothed to the nines.
I'll be close to the zero.
Man, so listen. Trump got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
this is the fresh news for today. And we usually don't like to talk about politics mm-hmm. on this podcast or too political about Trump because the energy is a little bit heinous.
And there was breaking news on top of this.
There was breaking news on top of this. But yeah, man, I mean, I think, what do you think, Jonas?
Man?
What do you think? Do you have a feeling that he actually has it?
Oh, for sure. For sure he has it, man. He tweeted it, so it has to be real.
Mm.
You know, but there was a part of me that kind of wished, like, he had to say it on TV live. Like, I wish, like, there was a part of me that just wished he had to say it at a press conference.
Yeah.
And just let the reporters, like, just ask questions.
Damn.
Like, that would be, like, the ultimate.
It would have been like a, like, dude.
Yeah.
Emergency announcement. Him coming out.
Breaking news.
I got the Rona.
Yeah, so it's like. For sure. It was one of those things where I was just like, dang, I just wish he could have went all the way with it. But Twitter is just realistic. So that's the only reason I believed him.
Yeah.
Was because he tweeted it. I could tell.
Yeah, it felt timely. There was a bunch of LA Twitter was like, oh, the moons.
Oh, shit. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. To the people at home, it's just water. That's all it is. It's just water.
Trump trying to take a shot right here.
Yo, that's crazy. Maybe. It's just water, like you said.
Yeah, it's just water.
You know, but that was I don't even know. I don't even have the strength to roast you. It's just so pathetic.
So unprofessional.
Just so sad and brutal. But listen, we forge forward, you know. the Palmers makes my skin a little more itchy though.
Really?
Like in an immediate sense.
Hmm.
You know, I've been using it live on this podcast, and it's been getting itchier and itchier, and I feel like my hands are getting wetter. Can you see the wetness from here?
Wow.
From there, Alan?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you see?
I do think it is also hot in here. I do think you need a crack window.
No, I'm not hot. I don't feel hot. In fact, my skin feels. Just dry.
Really?
It's just like a lizard's tongue.
Wow.
Just dry.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think? You know?
If you cut it off, will it grow back?
Cut off my skin?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
No, I can't cut my skin.
I don't know. You might be turning into something cool.
Dude, no, these are the new. Yo, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, right if you're turning into something new.
What if I'm becoming like. Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man. I don't know.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Peter Parker had great skin. I don't
know. Turns into Dry Guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Dry Guy, help.
Help the webs out. Come out like all half like crunchy and shit. Yeah. Green Goblin's like, oh man, she used a serum.
Yeah, she is. When I was in jail, they made us make lotion. Help you out.
Oh man, dude, yeah, Peter Parker had good skin.
Yeah, he did.
Man, do you think that's the difference between? But okay, so spiders, yeah, maybe not Spider-Man. But what superpower do you think could come from eczema?
Oh, none at all. none at all.
What if it's okay? This is like the new tattoo, huh?
I don't know, man.
What?
Everybody would want to have that.
The new eczema tattoo by Fenty.
Oh my god! You know, I'm sure they sell a great concealer too.
I don't know, man.
They have one for every shade.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They are a great sponsor of this show, by the way. Shout out to Fenty. They do make makeup for men.
They do. Mm-hmm. Oh, Fenty's got great makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great makeup for men.
So I hear. So I hear.
Yeah.
I need to use some makeup, I think.
You think so?
I've heard that like concealer and stuff really helps. I just got a night cream. That shit's a game changer. You got a night cream?
Wow. You actually use it.
You have a night cream, Jonas?
I don't. I use cocoa butter before I go to sleep.
Okay. I mean, that'll do
it. Cocoa butter?
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa butter. Yeah. That'll do anything to hold in the moisture.
Yeah.
What's a night cream do?
It just locks in moisture, like when you're asleep. And then when you wake up, my skin doesn't feel like dry at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moisture just locked in.
Yeah.
You know?
It just stays right in there.
Dude, and water. Oh, man.
Yeah.
One of the best things about being a man, to me, is when you get woken up to pee by water. Like, you drink water and you get wake up at, like, it's like 4 in the morning. And you're like,
yeah.
It's still dark, but you're like, I've slept, but what is this? And you just lumber over to a toilet and you just don't have to sit. You just stand there and you just pee.
Yeah.
And you're like half conscious.
Yeah.
You just get to pee.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
It is. But here's the thing. Here's where that can backfire, because you can take a pee so good it wakes you up. And then you can't go back to sleep.
Like a shot of espresso?
Right. Like, I've had some urination so good, like, I lay back in bed and I'm like, damn it. I'm like,
really?
Wow. Yes. Yes.
Well, you've, like, some, what, like, sorry, volcanus?
Honestly, I don't know. I think my pee is, like, laced with lidocaine. It just feels really good.
Wow.
It just feels really good coming out.
What's lidocaine?
I don't know. It's like a number. Like people put on cream for, like numb to pain.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just wakes you up.
Yeah.
You ever, like, you know, when you're up and then you go to pee and then you start and then you hear the sound and it's not the sound of, like, splashing in the water. It's like, damn, I didn't hit
the ball.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
annoying. That gets me nervous.
Dude, anytime that happens, your first adjustment is always the wrong way. You know?
Yeah.
You always got to go left. You got to zag your own zig.
And it's, yeah, and remember, you're doing all this in the dark.
Yeah,
you're doing all this in the dark. Yeah, yeah. So you're really using all your senses.
It is. That's what it is. It's very primal. It's a very primal thing.
It's a real challenge.
You know?
Yeah.
So Trump has COVID.
Yeah.
The
Ronies.
We don't like to talk about it on, you know, this type of stuff on Papaya Night, but look.
This has nothing to do with
happened
politics.
Today. This happened today. This is a humanitarian issue.
There we go.
Involving the most famous person in our country, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
The President of the United States.
Yes.
So he got the Roni.
The Roni. The
apparently from Hope Hicks.
Really?
Hope Hicks, who is some white lady. I don't know. He has a rotation of white ladies that work for him.
Yeah. He always has. And they're all, like, really pretty. They're all pretty. We gotta. I give credit. I give credit where credit. Republicans just have hotter wives. You understand? We gotta give credit where credit is due. They have
something hotter, about that hatred,
dude.
Does wonders for the skin,
dude. You gotta John McCain. You know, Mitt Romney, dude. All of his wives, dude. They're all hot.
I'll eat them,
dude. They just have hotter wives. I've never understood why,
dude. Maybe that certain type of hot.
Right.
Is very into conservative, not paying taxes and stuff like that.
Maybe trickle down works.
Maybe
trickle down.
Trickle down is good for the skin.
But yeah, I mean, Hope Hicks, you know, I don't know.
She's an advisor.
She's an advisor.
Yeah.
And so she gave it to the Trumps, allegedly. So that's the person who got involved. Melania has it as well, the first lady. You know what? I personally feel like this is just something to, like, at the end of the day, Trump is a master manipulator of the media, right? Like, he understands.
Right.
He understands where he is in the polls. He understands where he is as far as coronavirus goes. And I think this is a thing to be like, I'll get it. I'll get over it. I'll beat it using hydroxychloroquine. Mm. Right. And then anytime this COVID issue comes up, I have the fallback bullshit of, well, I had it. You don't know what it's like.
Wow.
I had it. Because that's my really kind of weird prediction theory.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know, man. They flew him to the hospital ASAP, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you really think that, like, it's intentional?
I'm not saying.
Or, like, he's just saying it just to say it.
No, I think he has it. I think he's probably had it during all this.
Oh, wow.
I bet you he's had it. There's, I mean,
yeah.
Just in general, by how we know this virus spreads, and that a mask helps, and he's actively been like, no, I'm not gonna. People in his camp not wearing masks, right. It's just going to get in. I'm sure.
I think it's going to spread even worse now. He doesn't seem like a good quarantiner. No. He doesn't seem like a good,
dude, that's why they had to take him to the hospital.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like someone that was like, dude, can you just stay there for 14 days?
Right.
Dude, he can't do that.
No.
His hair has to, like, go out and do stuff.
His hair is going to do his bidding for him.
Right.
It controls him.
Right.
Dude, I think it's going to be, like, him as a hospital patient is going to be so, like,
the worst.
You know, because you're being a hospital patient, you're, like, very vulnerable. You know,
right.
You're like very reduced to your human forms. And I just can't imagine him still being a piece of shit. Even as he's like, you know, gown.
Right.
You know, just hitting on his nurse.
His back all exposed in the gown.
His
ass all out hitting on the nurse. You know.
I swear the other side's way more orange. You think his ass is as orange as his face is?
I think it has to be lighter.
It's got to be lighter, dude. His face is, like, really orange.
Yeah.
But that's because uses a tanning bed, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. Is that true?
I think he gets a spray done.
Oh, he gets a spray?
I think it's a spray. I think people are constantly like a...
Whatever it is, it looks like it could season some chicken pretty well. Like, it looks like a really good marinade.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, yeah, Trump's skin looks like make a great Caribbean jerk.
Oh, my God. You would have slid a raw leg on that thing and just let it sit overnight.
Dude, Trump's skin is what they give you at the beginning of Korean barbecue. They give you that nice soup at the beginning.
Yeah, dude. Like, he showers in Goya. Dog, it's really good.
I think Trump's skin is like... Is like what white women in Silver Lake use as like a turmeric, like face mask.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Cool. It's like a cleansing.
Well, I will give him this.
Okay.
He hasn't like had a. No, I haven't seen any pimples. Maybe you know.
That's fair. This motherfucker has no acne.
No acne, you know, just bad skin.
There is something to like being rich, that your skin just, you know, good skin is also inequitable thing.
It is, but you know, the therapies are crazy, man. People inject blood into their skin, like freaking all type of stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if you can afford it.
Oh yeah.
You know, people massage, you know, making a mask of dead babies with dead babies and
that's the thing.
Freaking,
dude.
You know, yeah, dude, if you can afford it, you know, why not?
Dude, yeah. You know, just a mask of just used Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
You know, just distilled in baby. And use in baby.
Yeah, what? Oh
my Same God. Jar.
What's that thing? Stem cells.
Stem cells.
Yes, stem cells.
Bro. Stem cells. Yeah.
Stem cells,
dude. Cells. Remember Christopher Reeves? Mm. The guy who was Superman? He was like the leader. He was the leading narrative on stem cell research in like the mid-2000s. I remember.
Did he ever do it?
I think they tried and he died.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It was a big news thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he was like going to be he was Superman, right? Mm-hmm. And then he was in a wheelchair, and then they're like they're going to give him stem cells, and he's going to like come back like Superman again. That was kind of the narrative they wanted. Right,
they really built it up,
and it just didn't work for him.
Were you alive then? I remember this.
I remember being young. Yeah, I remember being like in
elementary
school.
And it was a big thing.
I don't know why it was. I guess Superman is like it was really kind of humanizing.
Right.
Because when you're that young, you're like Superman. Exists as a fake thing.
See, I didn't know that at that time. I thought he was actually Superman.
Like
as a kid, like I was so stupid. Like I literally thought this guy like was like Clark Kent.
Wow.
And it was just like, you know, so I was just like when this whole thing came out about the surgery, I was just like, oh my gosh, they're rebuilding Superman.
Oh wow.
Oh.
You thought Lex Luthor got to him.
Right. Right. And then like I think so.
His only kryptonite is surgical care.
Right. Yeah.
Stem cells. Dude, what if I got some skin stem cells?
You know what his real kryptonite is?
What's that?
Stairs. Dog. Dog. I can't help it, dog. I can't help it.
Lois Lane, Lois Handicap Lane. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know what we do here, guys? We just make pies out of low-hanging fruit. That's what we do. That's all we do.
That low hanging fruit is the papaya.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Makes for great dessert, guys.
Oh my god, dude, that's funny. Yeah, yeah, that's really funny.
That's, yeah, man. So I don't know, man. You know, at the end of the day. He got to get better. He got to get better.
He's dead, man.
Yeah.
He's dead. No.
I'm talking about Trump, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because did you hear Fox demanded Biden suspend his campaign?
Yeah. Saw that.
For 14 days. Did you hear about that? Like, they demanded. And I was like, kid, out of here.
No way.
Wait, so Trump's camp demanded Biden? No,
Fox News.
Fox News demanded Biden suspend his campaign for 14 days. Wow.
Which is it's so funny how like now COVID is being taken seriously by the quote unquote right. You know, now it's going, hey, let's get safe here. You know, take 14 days off, quarantine yourself.
Right.
Literally on Tuesday. Tuesday was the debate. Was it Monday? I don't know. We're in an endless time capsule in 2020. But like it was this week. The tax thing was this week. Like the focus is none of the debate is. All that shit is just gone now. It's about him having corona.
Yeah.
And it's that's what I'm saying. It's like he if he's sick, he has to also know the storyline ramifications of this. And he has to know that he's already spinning it, man. He's a spinner. He's spinning. He's got so many plates on his fucking sticks. He's just
You think he's that good?
Yeah. He's a con man. That's what cons do. But cons always run out.
You think so?
The jig is always up, man. You've seen every mafia movie.
Alan, do you think he's that good?
I don't know that he's faking it.
No, I don't think he's faking it. I don't think he's faking it, though.
Oh, okay. But he's using it.
He's using it at this moment. What do you think, Alan?
I think it possibly, but it's so embarrassing that he would get it that he would probably, I think in he would have tried everything in his power to keep it hidden. Because he like even in his speech he was making fun of the other guy, Biden. One of the moments like this guy wears the biggest mask I've ever seen,
And
then he gets it.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to see like it's just the timing of it feels weird.
Yeah,
because that was just on it was earlier this week. He was like, "Yeah, this guy Biden's wearing masks all the time. Like, what a fucking loser."
I just don't think it's gonna get him as much sympathy as people think.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I don't sympathize with him at all. Yeah. But that's where the Democrats need to be careful because their policy is go high when they go low. You know, they were tweeting out today, you know, we wish them speedy recovery, wish them all well.
Yeah.
And I just, that's great. I think that's the right way to be. Mm-hmm. That's the right way to be.
It's a better look.
It's a better look. Mm-hmm. It's just like.
But nobody respects it.
That's the problem, man.
Nobody respects it.
People, especially, and granted, like, we're on Twitter, right?
Right.
So. It's like we see the veneer is gone.
Right.
This whole bullshit thing, go high, we go low. No. Do you think if Biden got it, Trump would be like, we wish him a speedy recovery. He'd be like, no, look at this pussy. He's wearing a mask. Right. He got Rona.
Yeah, you gotta
Joe got corona.
No, man. This is great smack talk. This is when they should be going back.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw Bill Clinton, like I was looking at a tweet from Bill Clinton. He was just like, oh, we you know, even though you know, different views, like we're all American and got to stick together. And I was like, boo. And like, no, I commented like, boo, like B-O-O-O-O, like, yeah, get out of here, dog. Talk that talk.
I mean, yeah, you should hold people accountable. I think it is like about being, you know, but it's also like
200,000 deaths, dog.
In climbing.
Right.
In climbing, bro.
They should have someone assigned to be doing that. So it's like, hey, everyone else, we're going to be, you know, have the position of being high, but you're the guy that all of our, you know, talk shit.
Our talk shit guy?
Yeah. Like a one guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? Cat Williams? Cat Williams step up? Who do you think would do it? Who do you think they give that gig to? They call somebody from the grave.
Right. Anyone just to talk.
Yeah. Well, they would
for the Republicans?
For the White House. They'd have a job at the White House, but the real job is to, like, something happens, they can, like...
Right.
They jump in.
They should. I mean, yeah.
There's a couple good candidates for that.
Definitely. I think they should have more, like, joke writers for the Democrats. Like, Biden is...
They do.
Biden should have... Oh, they do?
They do, yeah.
Biden should be, like, way more on top of, like... hitting back.
Right.
All that stuff. But, you know.
Dude, you would be great for that, dude. Just like writing zingers and speeches, dog.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know, dog. You would find something, dog. Like, Neil is for hire, I'm everybody, really, by yeah. the way.
The Biden, whole pod is for hire, Biden campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, these woos are adding up. So
you remember that riff on Trump's skin about 15 minutes ago?
Lowest handicap. Yeah,
lowest hanging fruit. That? We're coming
low,
for
low, yeah.
You could just redirect that to Melania.
But I think yo, that is a big frustration with like people in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Democrats showing this higher morality.
Right.
You know, we'll go high. When they it's go not low, working. We'll go high. It is something kind of like a little, fuck, come on, man.
But here's the thing. If Trump came to you and was like, yo, Neil, I'm going to slide you, you know, like, he's going to take really good care of you, but you gotta punch up his talks. You know, you got to punch up his, you know, his State of the Unions.
I got to punch up Trump stuff?
Yeah, you got to punch up
Trump. And it's just me?
It's just you.
Wow, so I gotta spend a lot of time with this guy.
Yeah. I mean, he'll give you a couple Jewish like guys too, but yeah, dude, it's just you, maybe two other Jews, just punching up talks, you know.
I mean, $1 million. $1 million? $1 million.
$1 million.
I gotta say no, dog.
Wow.
Gotta say no.
Are you afraid that your jokes would be too good?
It would be so good that it would propel him to win, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, I disagree with his policies, but that riff on coconuts.
Yeah.
It's great. Remember when he used a coconut as a telephone?
Right.
A clear rip from like 60s sitcoms? From Gilligan's Island or whatever.
Trump's 8-minute bit about people from Bangladesh was crazy.
What?
Came out of left field, but we're voting for him because it's so amazing.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. We have to cut this part out because I don't need anyone knowing like Neil is comfortable turning down $1 million.
Oh my god,
that makes us immediate targets.
What's your number? Trump comes to you. He goes, Jonas, I'll give you $10,000.
I'll do it for $20. I'll do it for $20 and a Subway.
And one shirt from Burlington Coffee.
Right. If you can get it in a 4X, I'll do it. Are you kidding me, dog?
Only $6.99.
Right.
Burlington Coffee.
Trump, you keep that other $980 to yourself. I'll take that $20. In a Subway.
I'm gonna get some spicy nuggets from McDonald's.
Right, straight up.
They have some spicy nuggets now.
He would have to pay me.
Pay you what?
Yeah.
What would you say? $20,000 per joke. Per joke, $20,000.
How long is it? How long is the speech?
It's from here until the election night. You are punching up all his speeches.
No, how long is this? Is his speech gonna be?
His speeches are they're different from depending on where he's at. So you got to do local material. You got to do punch up whatever he's talking to that day.
Right. Right.
So it's like every day, maybe you get 5 jokes off, maybe 2 jokes off every day.
Okay,
because it's you, me, and 2 Jews.
Right. Yeah, they got to be. I'm sure they're gonna be writing most of it anyway.
Yeah, I can be honest. We'll probably get buried by them. preparedness alone.
They just need us for the minority reference.
Because we'll be there and be like, yeah, I don't know, just freaking go.
No, they'll need us for the minority reference. Yeah, for the
you
minority.
Think so? You
yeah.
think? I think I'm like the. I think. Neither of us have. I think we have a pretty decent catalog of minority references. But I don't think we're like the go-tos on this measure.
Listen, if he lets me write his platinum plan talk. he's gonna get another 4 years.
Oh my god.
He's gonna get another 4 years.
Yeah. Well, that's real. Part of the platinum plan is everyone gets the 21 Savage album directly put on their razor. On their Motorola.
Cocoa butter for everybody.
Cocoa butter.
We just revamped the plan.
Yeah.
Alan, how do you moisturize? I've never seen you ashy.
Actually, they do use cocoa butter.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mexicans are in on it too. That's good to know.
Wow.
Black secret, Mexican secret, and now an Indian secret. Guys, can the Indians get in on this?
Yeah. I just assume Indians would have better stuff.
Damn.
No, I don't. I mean, you're welcome to.
No,
but
I mean, that's fine. That's
no, it's just, I look at the hair and how rich it is.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I think that same courtesy would extend to the skin.
No, Indians have good hair. And they use a lot of oil. I don't know a lot of guys with eczema. Maybe it's Indian guys. Indians usually have pretty good skin.
Yeah.
A lot of oil, coconut oil, you know?
Yeah. Do you do something with the hair? Do they do something with the hair?
No, I just got a good head of hair.
You do nothing with your hair.
I mean, I shampoo my hair like every other day. Mm-hmm. Every other day.
That's it. Uh-huh. It's probably like some kind of Head and Shoulders, too.
It's the Trader Joe's green tea shampoo.
I hate you so much, dog.
Come on, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes I just wish I had hair, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Because then. But I don't know. It is you have a bald personality.
You look like a bald guy.
You know.
Yeah.
You look like you could be like the henchman.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of like just
in our Spider-Man remake?
Really?
Yeah.
Working for Kingpin?
You're King. You are Kingpin.
Oh.
You're Kingpin in the Spider-Man movie. You could voice Kingpin.
Actually, Marvel. This is a great idea.
For real. Get in that mic. Get in that mic real nice. Yeah.
Marvel, Marvel, Disney. I am for hire. We here at Papaya 9. We have character ideas for everybody.
Oh, clearly.
Absolutely. We got something.
And look, we know at Disney, sometimes the low-hanging fruit gets passed by.
For sure.
So we're here to just lean into that. Lean into low-hanging fruit.
You know what I mean? Hot take, it's not low hanging fruits. It's my testicles. Whoa.
You got way too excited. Yeah, way too excited. That went out. I so relate to the feeling. Oh, this is gonna be great. Oh man. All right.
This is what it is on the island.
It is what it is with the island. Thank you for coming and hanging out on the island.
Yeah.
That's our episode. That's the episode. We made it to the end of this one.
After much editing and deliberation.
A lot of editing. Kyle, we love you. Main fan of the show, Kyle. Kyle Real, hire him to edit
for sure.
All your things.
Yeah, I don't want people knowing the guy who edits. let's Kyle, go ahead and edit that out. edit that out, man. We love you, dog. But yeah, go ahead and cut that out.
Oh, I don't know. Is there anything else? Anything else you guys want to say? Any gratitudes?
Oh yeah. Something to be grateful. Yeah, something to be grateful about. Yeah.
Or you know, what do you think?
Oh, I thought you had one.
Oh
first.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking.
You don't bring it up unless you have one first.
No, my brain went to both the fact that we didn't do Florida Man.
Yes,
we forgot Florida Man. And we also didn't do gratitudes, and then gratitudes just came out of my brain first.
Let's do gratitudes. Mouth. Let's go out. Let's
or do we even need to do them?
I think we do.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do them. It is good to end this way.
Yeah, just with a positive.
All right, so I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. I am grateful for my new found ability to take my own skincare into my hands.
Good for you.
With Palmer's Heals and Softens within 24 hours.
Wow.
That's what I'm grateful for, Jonas. What about you?
It's really good. Dude, I'm just grateful for this Fenty underwear. That's really this is the model that they use, this guy right here.
That's your body type.
Yes, this is exactly my body. And tell me this isn't nice underwear.
It does. Right. It does. It fits it nice.
You like how they oiled his body?
For real, dude. They use a few cases of that, Palmer's.
Yeah, dude. It's like his titties all out, dude. They just oil.
He's got some sizable breasts. Honestly, because the way you have it scrolled right now, you couldn't see his face. You scroll down again. Cut off his neck.
Yeah, cut off his
neck. That could be a woman's body.
So yes. Alan, we'll show it to you.
We'll show it.
Yeah.
All right, so you're grateful for the Fenty underwear. It sounds like we're grateful for men with breasts.
For sure. I mean, I'm that too. So
grateful for you. I guess we all have breasts.
We all
in
do.
A way.
We all do, you know, but it's just nice to, you know, just like, first of all, the way she's done everything and just be like, yo, just a plus size dude, just big and jiggly like that.
Mm.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
I'm getting a pair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. What size are you, Neil?
Oh, don't worry about it, man. Youth large. No, I'm good. I'm a medium, though.
Really?
Mm.
Youth or adult? Is that toddler?
Adult. toddler medium.
Yeah.
I'm a toddler three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, dude, make sure it's gotta, you know.
No.
It's gotta be nice.
It's got to.
It's gotta be nice to see that. I'd love to see an Indian guy modeling Fenty underwear someday.
That could be you.
That would be good.
Could be us, guys.
You don't think she wants that luscious brown skin in them silk?
Listen, man, I got to get my stem cell skin transplant before then.
They might put some gloves on you. But
Fenty gloves, yeah. Bro. Yo, Fenty eczema gloves. Yo, call Rihanna right now.
Wow.
Fenty eczema gloves, dude.
You heard it right here, guys. Papaya 9.
Wow.
You heard it right here.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Alan, can you copyright that?
Alan, copyright that. Fenty eczema gloves.
Yeah, let's lock that in.
Dude.
Yeah.
Under my thumbrella. I don't know. Gloves, hands.
Oh, your thumbrella?
Thumbrella. Thumbrella.
You know, they're watching this right now.
This is it. We should have ended a while ago.
No. You just let them find the ending.
Kyle will find it. I feel so bad for Kyle.
Papaya 9, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9.